Would you turn with me to the first epistle of Corinthians, the second chapter? Just a few scriptures for our meditation this morning. For the last several days, this scripture has been before me and just impressing upon me to pass it on. And I trust the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts this morning, that He will give us something that will encourage us and strengthen us and cause us to draw closer to Him. Paul stayed at this church at Corinth for quite a while, establishing the church, and the city of Corinth was an evil place. Just an evil place, without going into all the details. But here God found a people that accepted the gospel message. And in this first verse, I want to read the first five verses of chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want to stop right there. And the title of this message is that your faith should stand in the power of God. Praise the Lord. He says, when I came to you, I didn't come with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony. Paul had his detractors, his enemies in the church that said his speech was contemptible, that they said he wasn't a man of great stature, he wasn't a great speaker. And those are those who were stirring up trouble. But it's not the size of the person or the eloquency of the deliverance, but it's the treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency or the abundance of the power is of God and not of us. Praise God. It was the Holy Spirit within him. I didn't have that kind of approach. And I determined to know only one thing among you, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the message, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. What's the answer? Jesus Christ. What's the message? Praise God. He died for your sins and my sins. He shed His blood that we could be reconciled back to the Father. Oh, praise God, that we could be part of the kingdom of God, that He would place His Spirit within us. Praise God. Oh, Lord, we thank You this morning. The highest revelation of God's love, Christ crucified. Praise God, the highest revelation of God's love was Christ crucified. The fullness of revelation of the wickedness of man, Christ crucified, look what they did. But oh, praise God, thank God for His love, thank God for His mercy. One message, what's the answer? Christ. What's the message? Christ crucified. What's the message? The gospel message, all that He taught, praise God. We don't have eloquent words, but just a message, a simple message of the truth of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. And in these days, we want to hear Him. I see in the charismatic and Pentecostal ranks, we have men who are using a little bit of psychology and a little bit of the Word of God, trying to carve out a niche of kind of preaching that attracts, you know, the human spirit, that causes people to listen. And it's not that. It's the only thing that saves the soul is the Word, is the power of God. Praise the Lord. It's the Word that brings salvation. It's the Word, the truth of God that sets people free. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us this morning as we look unto You. I determine not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man. Well, Brother Ron, what's wrong with the wisdom of man? What's wrong? Well, let me just point out one thing. One Bible, in the, I believe it's called the Center for Study of Global Christianity, 200 denominations just in the USA. One Bible, 200 denominations. That's the wisdom of man. Praise God. Jesus said in John, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not the half truth, not part of the truth, but the whole truth. It'll make you free, praise God. It may convict your soul, and that's what we need. We need the convicting power of God to show us the way, to show us, Lord, where we need to be and how we need to be. But oh, praise God, oh Lord, help us. Jeremiah writes, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart, deceitful above all things. That's the wisdom of man. They twist it and turn it and they tweak it and they wordsmith it so it sounds good. It might be okay. It's a new way of looking at things. But it's a simple message. Jesus Christ, who came to save your soul and my soul, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us as we preach this word of God that Lord, you would touch our hearts and cause us to just embrace and digest the word of God, that it would have an effect on us, praise God. And the power of the Holy Spirit. He says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, when it's the wisdom of man, you got to remember and you got to think about what was said and try to memorize it. And what was that? And how did the pastor, how did the preacher, how did that evangelist put it? What's the gist of what he said? And that's interesting. Go back to the word. What does the word say? Praise God. But when it's the power of God, it's real within us. Praise God. It's not memorizing a passage of text or memorizing a way the words were phrased, but it's something within. It's not the intellect that's touched. It's the heart that's touched. Praise God. It's the heart that's transformed. It's the heart that sees a change. Praise God. There's something inside that you can't fake and you don't have to worry about. Well, I won't remember. It's not that. You know, you feel. There's something within. Amen. You may not understand it all, but something touches you and the Spirit of God begins to move and bring you closer to the truth. Amen. Oh, praise God. You know, I grew up in the church, as many of you have, as a kid, always raised in church, and my mother and father were faithful. But there came a day when it wasn't just following their example. It wasn't just honoring the tradition that I was raised in, but it was coming face to face with Jesus Christ. Coming face to face with Jesus Christ. Not that I saw him in a vision or anything like that, but the presence of God, the word of God convicted me. The Holy Spirit was working, praise God. As a child growing up in church, I heard the message. And for a long time, as kids, we grow up, we don't understand it all. We went to Sunday school. But someday, one day, praise God, it began to get real. It began to get real, and the Holy Spirit was working. It took the water baptism, and that fall that we had a call to pray, and revival hit, and 40 or so of us were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Oh, what a marvelous thing it was, praise God. And I remember the first prayer meeting I went to, I was just astounded because I'd never been to a prayer meeting. I was only 15 years old, and I sat in the prayer meeting. It was the old church. It was in the basement of the old church, and I got way in the corner because these people were praying loud. They were calling on God. It wasn't one prayer, and everybody listens, but everybody was praying, oh, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, send a revival. And I sat in the corner, and I kneeled in the corner by the water fountain. And I turned around, and I'm watching, and I'm observing, I was astounded. I couldn't get over it. I was bashful. I couldn't pray out. The first time. But as I kept coming to prayer meeting, all of a sudden the Lord took the shame away and the reticence. And I began to cry out to God. Oh, hallelujah. And one Wednesday night, praise God, I came. I stayed home from church because I had homework. I couldn't come. And Brother Joe Pantano at the time, after the service was over Wednesday night, he came and picked me up and brought me to church because we were having prayer meetings after church on Wednesday night. And I was going down those steps. Remember those old windy steps at the old church? I was going down those steps. Brother Lewis was down there. He said, oh, you came to get the good thing, didn't you? I said, yes, I did. Praise God. And I got on my knees and praised the Lord. Oh, the Holy Spirit was all over me. And all before long, I was beginning to speak in tongues. Praise God. And it went on like that for a couple hours. And I'm driving home. I wasn't driving at the time. My dad was driving, and I was in the car, and I was still under the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was real, my brother. Not just a memory, but praise God, something that alive now. I feel the Spirit now. Hallelujah. It's not the memory. Oh, what a wonderful time. It was beautiful. The Lord was moving. But oh, it's better now. Hallelujah. It's better now. The Holy Ghost is real, my brother. Thank you, Jesus, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Oh, no. You don't want to settle for that. You're going to lose out. You want it in the power of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Peter writes, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Hallelujah. I wasn't an eyewitness of his majesty, but I was an eyewitness of his power. Praise the Lord. We glory in the cross. He writes to Galatians, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us. In the earlier chapter, or first chapter of Corinthians, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The preaching of the cross, the power of God. Praise the Lord. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Oh, I love when Jesus explains to his disciples in the Gospel of John 14, 15, 16 chapter. He says, at that day, you'll know. At that day, you'll know. He's talking about a day. Yeah, at that day when the Holy Ghost comes and takes up residence in your soul. When the Holy Spirit comes in, at that day, you'll know that I'm in you and you're in me and we're in the Father. Praise God. We're united. Praise God. We've been baptized into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. At that day, you'll know. And the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we belong to Him. Praise God. And we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, glory to God. There's no talk of man. There's no presentation that is ever going to give me that kind of feeling, is ever going to do that kind of change in my heart. It's got to be a dynamic. It's powerful change that comes from heaven above. Something takes place when a person surrenders all and the Holy Spirit begins to work. They're changed from the inside out. Praise God. Old things are gone, new, and all things are new. New creatures in Christ Jesus. God gives us the mind of Christ, the things that we sought, that we thought were so important, the things that we enjoyed, the things that we chased after. God takes them away. Praise God. He gives us a new mind, a mind to follow Christ, a mind to serve Him, a mind to love the things He loves. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us. You see, our faith is in the power of God, there's fruit that it brings forth, and there's relationship. There's a closeness, an appreciation that God is with us. It's not that we're out there, and I know sometimes we do feel alone. I every one of us has probably experienced that, even baptized with the Holy Ghost. There's sometimes when the enemy just overwhelms us and we feel alone, but by and large, most of the time, that's not true. That's attack of the enemy, but all the time we have this presence of God with us. Amen. And it's real. It's real, and we find ourselves when we get drawn close to God. There's everything where, thank you, Jesus. Things happen at work. I remember going down the aisle in my office one time. Just something had taken place without getting into all the details of it. And I just had to say almost out loud, I kind of whispered it because I didn't know what my fellow workers were going to say. But I'm there going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I almost started speaking in tongues. I felt so the joy of the Holy Ghost within me. Lord, you answered. Lord, your hand was here. I saw it. Even in the workplace, praise God, I saw the hand of God. I felt His presence, Holy Ghost power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. One time, after my surgery, removed my arm, I had back problems. I still have back problems for every once in a while. And I threw my back out or whatever. Kind of unbalanced, as you can see. Of course, maybe Kath would say I'm kind of unbalanced sometimes anyway, but I was really hurting. And being the good soldier I was for my company, I went in. You know, I was hurting, but I was walking kind of crippled over, but I went in. And she was really worried. And she called her mom. Mom was at that time, and she says, Mom, I'm really worried. I hope this is not the recurring of cancer or something. You know how your mind, once you've had cancer, once you've had that stigma, it's always there. You think about it. And she said, Kathy, you kneel down and pray where you are, and I'm going to kneel down and pray where I am. And we're just going to trust the Lord. You know what's really wonderful? When people are praying for you and you don't know it. Yeah. You know that? That is wonderful. Because I was going along my duties, and I had several buildings to check, see how the operation was going. And I was going up the steps in the M building. Our N building, rather, I think it's torn down. Or I don't know if it's even what the plan is left down there. But I was going up the steps, and all of a sudden my back went into place. It went into place. I stopped at the landing and I kind of did this and I said, oh, must have been going up the steps. Oh no, that wasn't it. I couldn't wait to get back to my office and I called Kath. I said, you're never going to believe it. I was going up the steps and my back, My back went into place. And she said, what time was that? And it was so-and-so time. Well, Mom and I were praying. Hola mahanda shaya handa. Mom and I were praying. It was the Holy Ghost. It was the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my brother and sister. Don't you want that, my brother or sister? I want the power of God. And I want my faith to be anchored on the power of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Words aren't going to do it. Remembering creeds and doctrines aren't going to do it. It's a demonstration of power. And Paul said, you know, it was confirmed by the Holy Ghost, by the works and powers of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. God, it's in Hebrews, he writes, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. You know what the danger for the church is today is to get complacent and to allow our faith to be in the words of the wisdom of men. We kind of cool off and we don't press for the kingdom and kind of let things kind of just go on automatic. And God says, oh no, that's not it. I want you to have what, like Paul had, I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm pressing for the kingdom. I don't have time to sit down and relax and say, well, everything's on automatic. Everything's going well. Oh no, it's not. Got to press. Praise the Lord. Not let the enemy lull us into a place of complacency, but say, oh Lord, strengthen me, oh God. Stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost within me. Let the power of God be so real. Hallelujah. Young people, what you need is the power of God in your life. What you need is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He'll strengthen you. He'll encourage you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll give you joy. And when you're sad, he'll make you glad. And when you're despondent, the word of God will come. Somebody will bring a message or something and will encourage you. You know what it is? It's God. It's the Holy Ghost that's working around you. Praise the Lord. I want to close with this part of a scripture in Gospel of Luke. In the 18th chapter, you don't have to turn to it. I'm just going to quote part of a verse. It was a parable Jesus told of the persistent widow and the unjust judge. And in that passage, he asked the question, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall he find faith on the earth? The question, looking into the future, as the return of Jesus gets closer and closer, and it is getting close, that evil will become so dominant. Do you see it today? Evil will become so dominant. I've witnessed things on the social media and Instagram and things where young men are trying to witness to a crowd of people. And these young people full of the devil would come up to them and just stick a finger in their face and curse them out. Don't talk to me about this Jesus. He's a fraud. He doesn't exist. And so, oh, the lost condition. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Praise the Lord. Will he find faith on the earth? Perseverance in prayer will wane. Won't have that desire, that hunger. Oh, Lord, send revival. Lord, bring back the lost. Oh, God, in these last days, Lord, come with your mighty power. Bring a change of heart. Restore. A young brother spoke to me about many months ago. It was after one of Matt Chase's hockey games. And he got in the car and he said, "Brother Ron, I got to talk to you. I got to tell you something. I was praying the other night and the Lord put this on my heart that God is going to restore everything that's been taken away. God is going to," he says, I just got to tell you, I don't know all what it means, but I got to tell you, this is what the Holy Spirit's put on my heart. God is going to restore what the enemy has tried to take away, praise God. And that has stayed with me this whole, Lord, you're going to restore. We got to hold forth, hold fast the fort, praise God. We got to trust God. Our faith has got to stand in the power of God. Hallelujah. No time to get discouraged. Oh, praise God. We sang Wednesday night, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." Sing the chorus with me. "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." I love the last verse. "When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." Praise the Lord. On Christ the solid rock. Paul said, "I got one message, Jesus Christ and him crucified." He's the rock. He's the rock on which we stand. He's the rock on which the chief cornerstone on which the church is built. He's the rock of your soul and my soul. He's our firm foundation this morning. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, that our faith would stand in the power of God and nothing else. And nothing else. Oh, praise God. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May he encourage you and strengthen you. Let's just persevere. Let's trust God. Let's stand on the rock, Jesus. May his name be praised. Amen.